Welcome to the HR Power Hour, presented by Career Management Associates. I'm David Chulo. It's about all things in the human resource world. We're going to bring in local, regional, and national guests, and we're going to talk about a variety of topics and explain why human resource management is critical to your business success so that you can make decisions to keep and retain great talent. And today we are talking with Peter Greenlaw, and he is the author of Why Diets Are Failing Us. Peter, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, this is a topic that is HR people listening out there that listen each week say to themselves, okay, Dave, so why are you putting on a guy that can talk about diets and while they're failing us? And what I'm trying to explain to people is that this really does matter to the HR community. It really does matter because wellness is a big issue today. Correct?
You couldn't be more correct. I mean, when the healthcare costs are exploding and we're spending 80% of all healthcare dollars on 20% of the patients, if we can impact that, lower that number, I would think that many HR people would be interested in that. And, of course, the costs are going to continue to rise. And here's the big challenge, that medicine is based primarily today, not in my words, but through the head of Medicare and Medicaid admitted that it's based on procedural intervention as opposed to preventative intervention. That's why it's so important. The only way you're going to reduce the increase is to go to preventative interventional technologies and strategies which are offensive in nature as opposed to being defensive in nature, which is the current system we have that is failing and falling apart before our eyes.
So how did you come upon researching the topic of diet? How did you get into this? Let's get some credibility and background built in.
Well, I'll tell you, 11 years ago, I walked in my doctor's office, and he told me, he said, Peter, if you don't do something drastically different today, you're not going to see your two sons graduate from high school. And I was shocked. I mean, I had a cholesterol over 400, my triglycerides were in the 300s, and my heart attack risk on the scale of 0 to 100 was at 85, and I was 40 pounds overweight. Now, I'd been on the University of Colorado ski team, tried out for the Olympics, so at one point I was a world-class athlete. So what did my doctor tell me to do? Diet, exercise, and statin drugs. And I went on a vigorous, I mean, seven-day-a-week exercise plan, 1,500 calories a day, and after 2 months I'd lost only 8 pounds, and my cholesterol hadn't come down that much. So again, relying on what was available, procedural intervention, now what did I do when that wasn't working, no matter how hard I was trying? And there really were no more drugs they could give me, because if they gave me much more, that my heart would stop. So that was not a good side effect. And a friend of mine who played professional football, actually for the Oakland Raiders, is the one that introduced me to the whole concept of how toxins in our world were really impacting our health and weight. And I just became fascinated and discovered a protocol that literally changed my life. To give you an idea, now I'd spent 2 months of exercise and dieting and whatever to lose 8 pounds, about a pound a day, which is pretty typical. Okay, I discovered this protocol, Dave. I lost 8 pounds in 48 hours, 12 pounds in 9 days, 20 pounds in 18 days, 30 pounds in 30 days. That's not even the good part of the story. After 6 weeks going back to my doctor, my heart attack risk had gone from 85 to 15, and I went, oh my gosh, if this is what I think it is, it's going to change the world. I didn't know anything about it, but I was fascinated. I created this fascinating curiosity, and I call myself this kind of nerdy, neurotic research where I wanted to know. And that's what began to lead me down the path to where I am today.
When you're talking about toxins, let's define that a little bit, because I think, you hear that terminology, you say, okay, what exactly is a toxin? What exactly is this, being talked about? I mean, why would we think about it in terms of eating?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because, first of all, food itself, through the digestive process, does provide, it makes toxins as a byproduct, okay? But what I'm talking about is what we're eating, what we're drinking, what we're breathing. We now know, there was a recent study done in conjunction with the American Red Cross, and they took newborn infants at birth, and looked at their cord blood. On average, these infants had 287 toxic chemicals in their blood, including mercury, iodine, Teflon, Scotchgard, and gasoline byproducts in their blood at birth. So these toxins, I'm talking in food, we're using over 10,000 chemicals now in the production of food. And the air is, you know, loaded with pollutants. And drinking water out of your tap water, sorry to say, has between 300 and 500 toxic chemicals in it, including not just mercury and iodine and things like that, but Prozac and Zoloft and Wellbutrin and even birth control pills. I mean, this is prolific across this country. But it's in shampoo, it's in toothpaste. These toxins are entering our bodies with uninvited, and what the body does is only defense is to build fat cells. And no amount of exercise and no amount of dieting will remove these toxins. I mean, this has been proven over and over again. They've done studies on people, and they've measured their sweat, and there's no toxins coming out of the sweat. So we're literally evolving as a species in order to deal with these toxins that are just flooding into our bodies on a daily basis. And that's one of the basic premises why diets can't possibly work. Because unless you get rid of the toxins, your body's still going to hold on to fat, even if you're in great shape.
You know, in the book, Why Diets Are Failing Us, you talk about how fat is created by the body to protect these toxins, or actually, if you want to say,
store these,
yeah, protect the body from it, is what I'm trying to say, is store them and put them away. Explain how you developed this research, and I know you're going to talk about this TDOS syndrome, that the phrase you have coined.
Right. Well, first of all, keep in mind that in my book, as you saw, nothing in there is my opinion, okay? You saw everything is backed up by science. So the American Society of Endocrinologists, those that deal with our hormones, you know, et cetera, they're the ones that came up with this whole concept of the body literally bringing in the toxin and evolving to the point where we're creating specific fat cells. They give them a name. They call them obesogens, and their purpose is to store the toxins in. See, as we've been talking now 5 minutes, we've made 5 billion new cells. We make a billion cells every 60 seconds. Part of those is the natural process in the human body of fat cells. Well, the way it used to work is the fat cell would come in, it was there for storage, you'd work out, and then you'd burn it for energy. Well, now what's happening is many of these fat cells are being hijacked, and they're turned into those obesogens, which simply sit there and store these chemicals. And like I said, no amount of exercise and no amount of regular dieting will actually get rid of them. So it's not my theory. This has now been proven scientifically. As a matter of fact, if you're 30, 40, 50 years of age, you'll have between 500 and 800 toxins already in what's called your adipose fat tissue, where the body is storing these. But see, even people that are thin, Dave, this is the big thing that people got to get. They're storing around their kidney, liver, pancreas, heart. It's called the body's toxic burden, this white halo of this toxic fat. So although I was one of the pioneers in bringing the world's attention to, you know, toxins, about 10 months ago, I came up with, and I own the trademark on this new syndrome, which is called the TDOS syndrome. Now, what does that stand for? The T is for toxicity. The D is for nutritional deficiency. The O is for being overweight. And the S is for stress. In most people, we get 70% of America overweight, so I can say most people. And whether you're in shape or not, everybody's suffering from TDOS syndrome to some extent. Because what happens is the toxins are entering the body. And because of nutritional deficiency in our food, lacking specific nutrients that create these what are called toxin hunters that break the toxins apart, the body keeps accumulating the toxins. And what's happening is because your toxins are accumulated in fat, we're getting fatter and fatter at younger and younger ages, and it's prolific. And, of course, those three things lead to what? Increased stress in the human body. And someone's, you know, maybe an HR person listens, well, I work out and eat healthy. Well, let me clarify something. There is no such thing anymore about eating healthy. Food will never be enough again, period. They did a big study on organic. They took 202 different studies in USA Today a year ago. They cataloged this and proved that nutritionally there's absolutely no difference in organic versus what you'd buy at Hannaford's or Safeway or whatever the supermarket chains might be in your part of the world. Now, it's cleaner, but nutritionally it's no different. So everybody is suffering from this TDOS syndrome. And my next two books, the TDOS syndrome and the TDOS protocol, what you can do about it, I've written with a medical doctor, as I did in my first book, who said that he thinks in his 25 years of medicine, he's never seen anything like this. And he said, we're literally looking through the wrong end of the telescope. We don't even know what the problem is we're attempting to fix.
When your body is trying to be equipped to deal with the toxicity of these obesogens and they're creating it. Where do you see the relationship between that and how your body tries to get rid of it or burn them? Because typically fat is burned. Why don't they burn those fat cells?
Because they are so, the body is so doggone smart. It knows that they are deadly. Now, here's what can happen. And you can actually do this. It, all you have to do to detox your body, stop eating for 4 hours. Just drink water. Now, here's what will happen. The body will begin to release the toxins out of these fat cells, okay? They're not necessarily burning them, but they're releasing them. But the thing is, once they're loose again in the body freaks out again. And what does it do? It takes the toxin and stuffs it right back in another fat cell. That's why you see people in these yo-yo diets. Also why you see people, when they lose tremendous amounts of weight, they have all this loose skin. It's like all you've done is let the air out of the balloon. You haven't eliminated the balloon. And so what the body's doing is it's desperately trying to, you know, ward off what it knows. As, see, when the body first sees a Scotch guard, a Teflon, a herbicide, a pesticide, the T cell goes out and it looks at it and goes, what the heck is this? And it runs. So now the toxin is on the loose and the body's going, wait a minute, we better put these, you know, these bad things. And that's why it's called an encapsulates it in fat cells to store it. This is proven scientifically. It's not up for debate. And like I said, no amount of exercise will get rid of them. So you exercise, you are burning fat, let's say, but you're not burning these obesogens. That's the point. And so what the body has, it has these natural toxin hunters that are already in our bodies, but only to deal like with the toxins from food, not to deal with. We have 100,000 chemicals now in commercial use, and less than 600 have ever been tested for what they do to us as human beings.
You know, that was something that when I read, I found that quite interesting. You know, one of the things that you would think is that the FDA or some of the other agencies out there would look at this and say, hey, you know, these things shouldn't be in the food, in the diet, whatever it is. Why do you see that that's not something that is looked at or regulated in a way it necessarily should be?
You know, I'm going to defend the FDA right now and say they are so understaffed. Let me give you an example. In cosmetics, and this usually makes women mad when I tell them this, but in cosmetics, there's 10,000 chemicals now used in the production of cosmetics. Go to the FDA website. It clearly says, cosmetics, we do not regulate. They don't have the time, they don't have the money, and they don't have the personnel, because they're trying to deal with, you know, chemical spills and the environment and all that. But what's so bad, this is way more insidious. Every time you pick up a knife and fork and put something in your mouth, it's loaded with chemicals. I'll give you a more shocking one. There's an ingredient called triclosan, okay? It's used in antibacterial soaps, okay? It's in the same, I mean, this is what they're using in operating rooms, okay? It is in the same family of chemicals as Agent Orange. They don't even regulate that.
Wow.
I mean, this is why I'm saying it's an epidemic. Look, I don't believe that we've got, you know, 230 million people, 210 million people that are just lazy and eat it fast food every day. They're trying to lose weight. Look, I used to go to the gym and I'd see the same people, women, on the treadmill day after day after day. A year later, they weighed exactly the same. They hadn't lost an ounce. So it's not just that we're eating fast food. It's not just that we're not exercising. We have a new factor here. I mean, I don't know about you. When I was in school, I'd see maybe one or two kids that were fat. Now it's prolific.
Well, there is no question that if you look at the population of America, it's getting heavier. There's just no question about it. Matter of fact, you would say that it's a global epidemic. And you're right. They are trying to mostly say exercise and diet. That's what they talk about all the time, but it just doesn't seem to work.
I had the discussion. You said you didn't, I wouldn't even come on your program if I was going to talk about diet and exercise.
That's right.
That record, it'd be like I was talking about 8-track cassette.
That's exactly correct.
I mean, they play music, but really? I mean, come on, right?
8-track cassettes. We're talking with Peter Greenlaw about why diets are failing us. You're listening to the HR Power Hour. We will be right back.
They say it's never too late to be what you might have been. So if you want to turn your passion into your profession, AARP can help you find new opportunities that take advantage of Work Reimagined, a program that leverages the power of LinkedIn. AARP also provides access to tools, resources, and information that can help you at every step. Just a few of the ways AARP helps turn your goals and dreams into real possibilities.
AARP, real possibilities.
Go to aarp.org/possibilities to find tools and guidance.
Real Possibilities is a trademark of AARP.
You might hear some advice from your friends on choosing a health plan.
Darling, you must choose the gold healthcare plan.
Not the silver plan. Too much trouble. Do they have a stainless steel plan?
I like bronze, like my tan.
Are sunburns covered? Instead, take advice from a licensed agent from Northern Insurance Group.
Meet face-to-face with a local healthcare exchange professional. Call Northern Insurance Group today. We have the resources to make sure you make the right choice.
And you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are back, and you are Peter Greenlaw. And you are talking about why diets are failing us. Author, speaker, and just regular old good guy. Wouldn't you say that, Peter?
Well, thanks. You're very kind. Yeah, I would say that. And I would say this. I tell people all the time, look, I'm not the expert, but I became an expert on the experts and really connected the dots and saw something that apparently no one else but me saw.
You know, it's interesting. We talked a little bit during the break about, how it just seems fascinating that this hasn't hit more of the media. And I know you're pushing very hard to get it out there. Talk about HR. They're thinking about their teams. They're thinking about their people. And they're dealing with, disease. They're dealing with issues. How can they talk to them about this type of issue? What are some of the data out there that supports it?
Well, here's what's amazing. Okay, there's a great documentary, okay? I'll give a plug for a great documentary that I refer in my new books called Escape Fire. Strange title. But they have the head of Medicare, Medicaid, the head of Cleveland Clinic, and Dr. Andrew Weil, who's a physician who's created this whole sort of alternative medical approach. They gave one example. They interviewed the president of Safeway, okay? They got something like 20 to 30% of their employees degree, and they gave them incentives to just go in, like workout, gym, kind of watch their diet, try and lose weight, okay? Within, I think it was the second year, they estimate they're saving $100 million a year on their health care costs. Not only have their health care costs not gone up, but they're saving $100 million a year. Now, I would think that would be of interest to healthcare people. Now, God love them. In my view, they're digging the Panama Canal with a spoon, because on all these programs, it's pretty typical. You're going to lose about a pound a week. Well, unless you're really motivated, it really becomes discouraging. You work out for a month and you've down 4 or 5 pounds. So imagine, here's the biggest thing I have to tell people. I said, look, just give us 4 days. Most of the time, people, you know what they think on the fifth day, Dave? You know what they think on the fifth day?
What
I did? Their scale's broken. Because it's been, in some cases, people lose more weight in the first 4 days of this protocol that we teach people how to do than in 1 to 2 months of diet and exercise. That was my case, right? I took 2 months to lose 8 pounds. I lost 8 pounds in 48 hours. Now, my results not be typical, but even if it was half of that, wouldn't you be excited? I mean, if you were going to go on a diet and you could lose that kind of weight in just a couple, do you think that would motivate people? And it's so healthy. And the reason to do this is not even to lose weight. It's to detoxify the body, which by definition, you're going to feel better, have more energy. They're going to have way more productive employees, that they're not yawning at 10 o'clock in the morning. And what they're thinking about is going to the vending machine, or they can't wait for lunch. And then by 3 o'clock in the afternoon, I mean, the productivity that also Safeway said went through the roof. And that was only mentioned. 20 to 30% of their employees are saving $100 million a year. And that's using the archaic, what I call the old health conversation, which is what? Diet and exercise. I'm not opposed to it, but basically it can't possibly work in the long run because you're not dealing with the TDOS syndrome.
You know,
diet and exercise will only deal with the O out of TDOS. It doesn't deal with toxicity. It does nothing for nutritional deficiency and does nothing to lower stress. As a matter of fact, going on a diet increases your stress, proven in study after study after study, because as you lower the caloric intake, you may lose some weight. But you are so compromising your body from the only thing the body cares about, which are nutrients. See all these people are counting calories? Guess who can't count calories, Dave? The human body. The only way we can calculate a calorie is in a laboratory. It's not a physical thing. It's a measurement. So we've got it upside down again, looking through the wrong end of the telescope. They don't even understand the problem they're working on.
When you're talking about nutrients, because I think people will be saying, what exactly is he referring to? Because obviously I'm eating right, I'm having my fruits and vegetables, I'm having my salad, and I'm eating lean chicken, and I'm not having my smoothie. I'm doing everything the right. What are you talking about, Peter?
The number one nutrient that we're lacking is the basis of life, which works on the periodic table. They're called trace minerals. And certainly people have heard of iron and magnesium and calcium and whatever. But I'm talking about selenium and boron and beryllium and molybdenum. See, the periodic table has 78 elements, okay? Well, about 70 of those is what we need, the minimum for nutrients. The average food, even if it's organic, will have 10 to 12 of the 70 trace minerals that you need. There was a study done in 1936 presented to the U.S. Senate and said that 99% of the American people, because we've destroyed the soil with herbicides and pesticides, are deficient in these trace minerals. In 1936. Hello? I think it's 2014. So they're called trace minerals and rare earth elements. So you've probably heard of the RDA, required daily allowance. That's
correct.
What people are basing things on. Okay.
Yes.
Well, there's a new one now called the RDI, required daily intake. They estimate, listen to this, to meet this requirement for trace minerals, et cetera, you would have to eat at a minimum 3,500 up to 5,500 calories a day to try and meet the bare minimum, the bare minimum. So these trace minerals, no, there's no such thing. Food will never be enough again because it does not contain these trace minerals, let alone all the other crap that they put into it. Now, let's say you don't do organic and you do fruits and vegetables on a daily basis. This year, Dave, if you do that, you will drink 1 gallon of herbicides and pesticides.
That much?
Yes. Unless it's organic. So, and that's the only reason I eat organic, because I know it's less contaminated, less polluted, less whatever. But this is, see, people are completely missing the point. It drives me crazy. I watch television and see these doctors come on and say, eat your greens and eat your salad and eat your broccoli. Let me give you an example, okay? UCLA did a study on a bowl of spinach and compared it in 1953 to today. They estimate today to equal the nutrients in that one bowl of spinach from 1953, you'd have to eat 41 bowls of spinach because of the lack of these nutrients.
That's a lot of spinach.
Could Popeye eat 41 bowls of spinach?
I'm not quite sure anybody can eat 41 bowls of spinach.
The HR guys are saying, well, we're going to change our lunch. We're going to give people salads and broccoli and spinach. And nice try. You're going to get about 10% of what the body really needs if it's going to be effective in healing itself, controlling its weight, lowering stress, again, attacking the Tito syndrome. You're not going to do it with regular food.
Well, I do think that there is some mindset to saying that we're being healthier, we're being better, and so this is the mindset, we're going to just eat healthier and whatever that means. And I think that's what a lot of companies think they're doing in changing their menus at the, you know, at the cafe and the office.
That's a good step, but it's 5% of what we need. That's the problem. It's like saying, you know, I'm really doing a lot better this week. I only had 7 car accidents. Last week I had 10. You know, I guess that's improvement.
That is improvement. Yeah, that is improvement.
But here's the scary part. Even doing that, okay, here are the projections. In 6 years, 80% of America is going to be overweight. They estimate by 2030, it could be 100% of America will be overweight. Now what do we do? Dave, of 3 babies born in the United States today, 1 in 3 will develop diabetes in their lifetime. There won't be enough insulin. This is where we're headed.
Yeah, it is a scary situation. You know, you talk about it in the sense of what exactly is happening out there. And you know, I don't think anybody can argue the numbers. And that's the problem, as I see it, is that there is no arguing with the numbers. These are the things that are happening out there. We're not getting
the
nutrients.
It's like there's a forest fire, and we've got a garden hose.
Well, at least we have some hose, right?
Right, exactly. We have some hose.
That's right.
And believe me, I'm going to encourage people to eat as healthy as they can. It's not enough. That's the point. You know what my job really is, Dave? Is to make people aware of what's available. That's going to be my third book, The Tito's Protocol, where I lay out all this kind of stuff, even showing people how to grow sprouts in their kitchen. Even if they live in an apartment, they can grow them hydroponically to make up for some of this deficiency in our food.
Do you think that this is something that the population is ready for?
Oh, my gosh. They're begging. All I can tell you is that my career is exploding. Now, granted, I'm an 11-year overnight sensation. More has happened to me in the last 6 months in terms of radio, television. As you know, I have my own television show that PBS in the Rocky Mountains has just picked up. I've just been invited to be one of the keynote speakers at Autism One in Chicago at the end of May, the biggest autism convention in the world, where, listen to this, 1990, 1 in 10,000 children were autistic. This year it's 1 in 52, and 1 in 33 boys are now autistic. We can't sustain as a society with those kind of numbers.
No, we can't. And it is something that has to be addressed. You know, one of the things that you talk about in the book is that you don't do it alone. You do it with a coach. And why is that important? Why is that important?
Oh, my God. Well, because of the exact misconceptions that we're talking about on the phone today. About people think, you know, that during the protocol that they can eat certain foods, which, you know, may not at all, may trigger the opposite response. Like one of the things that people can't do if they want to lose weight is drink coffee. It'll stop you from losing weight. Hello? I mean, I know there's shocking detail. We teach people, for example, one of the things most people don't understand. One of the most powerful nutrients in the body is water. You got to drink like half your body weight in ounces of water a day. So these coaches, which have been trained, who have done the protocol themselves, show people exactly. It's kind of like teaching you how to ride a bike. Okay, once you're, you know, but 50% of the success is the protocol, and 50% is how you do it. That's where the coaches become so critical to people.
We're going to talk about the protocol in the next segment as we have about another minute. Talk a little bit about why somebody would say to themselves, okay, if I go through this protocol, won't I just be like everybody else at the end of it and then just gain it all back?
No, because the critical, important part here is that toxins don't go on vacation. I know it's Maine, and I know, like, maybe tomorrow toxins will go on vacation in Bangor, and then on Tuesday it will be in Sanford.
You're just saying that because you're from Maine. And
I know.
This show does get carried out outside of Maine, but I do know you're picking on Maine a little here.
But I'm being funny. Well, in San Francisco, what day do toxins go on vacation? I'm being a little bit facetious, but the point is the inbound toxins are not stopping. So we do also, part of the protocol is to teach you how to live healthier longer by employing the protocol in much more what I call a maintenance version, for lack of a better term, that you can continue to do, you know, really for the rest of your life. Because this is not a weight loss program. This isn't like you do it for 2 weeks or for 30 days. I mean, if the toxins would stop, okay, that would be a different discussion. But they're getting worse and worse and worse. Did you see on the internet a couple of weeks ago, they showed Beijing in China, that they had these huge television screens, I mean, like 100 yards wide and 30 yards high, and they showed people out in the morning with masks on. They're now having to show people in China virtual sunrises because they can no longer see the sun come up.
Yeah, the smog is unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
So, I mean, you tell me when you think, and you realize that stuff from China is in Maine in about 17 or 18 days.
Yeah, I know. The jet streams certainly take it across. Well, you know, we're going to talk about this a little more in the next segment. I think this is fascinating stuff. We're talking with Peter Greenlaw, and he is talking about why diets are failing us and how this matters for HR and employers today. And we will be right back. You're listening to News Talk WLOB. Running a company can feel like you're surrounded. A key person quits. A big project presents itself. You need good people fast. Hello, I'm David Chulo of Career Management Associates. Our contract staffing service will fill a position or find the right talent for a short-term project. Hundreds of companies choose us because we deliver people that fit. Career Management Associates, your contract staffing solution. Go to cmacareer.com.
You might hear some advice from your friends on choosing a health plan.
Darling, you must choose the gold healthcare plan.
Not the silver plan. Too much trouble. Do they have a stainless steel plan?
I like bronze, like my tan.
Are sunburns covered?
Instead, take advice from a licensed agent from Northern Insurance Group. Meet face-to-face with a local healthcare exchange professional. Call Northern Insurance Group today. We have the resources to make sure you make the right choice.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. And we are talking today with Peter Greenlaw, the author of Why Diets Are Failing Us, an international speaker. He's talking to all across the country, all across the globe about the new way to be healthy and lose weight. You know, Peter, we're talking about this protocol, and companies may say to themselves, well, how do I get my employees and my employees to really be thinking about their health? How can I get these like protocols? What are they? What's it all about? Can you kind of give an overview of this program, what it's about and how it works?
Right. Well, the simplest way to think about it, I think, is that, my job is to make people aware of what's available. But you see, the first stage of this, just like we were talking off air, is to create awareness about the problem. So let's say it was summer and you ran across your deck and you get four splinters in the bottom of your foot. Well, the first thing you better do is identify that you have four splinters in your foot. Then what you'd want to do is you would want to be in a position to take the splinters out. Now, if you take one splinter out, does your foot still hurt? Yes. If you take two, does it hurt? Three, yes. Unless and until you take all four out, your foot's still going to hurt. So unless they begin to understand what they're up against with the Tito syndrome, how can they possibly come up with a solution? Like I said, diet and exercise simply aren't enough. Why? Because our food is nutritionally deficient to the point that it allows toxins to run wild. So if you can't even deal with the tea and the toxic part of this thing, how in the world are you going to have any strategy to live healthier longer or to, you know, be at maximum wellness? So the protocol was designed to attack those four things, okay? So what you first have to do is empower the body to manufacture more of these natural, what I call toxin hunters. Now, what does that mean? What does a toxin hunter do? And again, this is proven scientifically. There's a great book called Detoxify or Die by Dr. Sherry Rogers. She's an MD, and she talks about this in that basically the body has this one specific nutrient. It's called glutathione. And what it does, it goes out and it literally is like a kamikaze. It crashes kind of into a toxin molecule for molecule and breaks it down so it becomes water soluble. Now the body can move it through the kidney and the liver. I mean, the liver and the kidneys. This is not a colon cleanse. It has nothing to do with that. This is a one-for-one molecular exchange, okay? So if we know that these things, we need more of them to combat, you know, all of these chemicals in our body, then we want to figure out a way to get more. So basically, the protocol provides very specific, it's kind of like taking Mother Nature and expanding it, if you can believe that. It's like taking Mother Nature and enhancing it, I want to say. So one of the most effective tools on planet Earth, believe it or not, goes back to mother's breast milk. Mother's breast milk is comprised of 60% whey protein and 40% milk protein. And those two ingredients contain levels of glutathione, but not enough to make a difference. Well, there is another source without mother's breast milk. I mean, because obviously you can't give everybody mother's breast milk after they're a baby. But in New Zealand, they make a protein from the cows down there who are organic cows who only eat grass that aren't injected with anything, and they don't use pasteurization. Now, why is that critical? Because pasteurization breaks the bonds within the amino acids in the whey protein. And these New Zealand cows, because this is what's called undenatured protein, is extremely high in an amino acid called cysteine, which manufactures more glutathione in the human body. So it's all natural. It allows the body to make more glutathione. This isn't a supplement, okay? It's what it does. And then on top of that, these formulas, they added to it 70 of these trace minerals. Remember, I said we need 70?
Right.
Well, all 70 are in there. And it enhances the ability then of this whey protein from New Zealand to make more glutathione. Because one of the trace minerals, just one of them called selenium, it boosts the production of cysteine, which boosts the manufacture of glutathione. So that's one component. The other component that's critical, believe it or not, again, back to nature, is in the aloe vera plant. Now, most people are familiar with aloe vera for sunburn.
Right.
And it will actually say whole leaf aloe vera on the bottle, a lot of them. And that would sound good. It's actually horrible for this case because the only ingredient in the inside of the aloe plant is the white, called the inner heart gel. It contains something called polysaccharides, which are massively powerful toxin hunters like glutathione. And what happens is when they process the plant, they say whole leaf, the leaf itself actually contains an enzyme that destroys the polysaccharides. So what they did is they took just the inner heart gel, created the same process they used basically to create like powdered milk, and made that available. So the combination, the simple combination between these whey proteins from New Zealand and this aloe vera are the main components to naturally allow the body to detox itself. This protocol doesn't detox you. It is the body doing it by supplying the body, because what's it doing? It's attacking the D in Tito's by what? Turning deficiency into abundance. It's as simple, for example, if employees, let's say, would take one of these whey protein shakes a day and a little bit of this aloe vera, I mean, their whole life could be different. You know something I didn't know when I did my research, and Dr. Michael Colgan, who's one of my colleagues, the leading authority on proteins in the world, he's written 18 books. He works with the U.S. Olympic team, the Canadian Olympic team, marathoners, ultra-marathoners, triathletes, et cetera. How many different kinds of protein do you think there are in the human body, Dave? I didn't know this. It's not even in my book.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't remember that being in the book. That was a trick question, wasn't it, to see if I read the book.
I didn't know the answer, but just take a wild guess. How many different types of protein?
I'll guess a dozen.
350,000.
I was way off.
Me too. But let me tell you another critical point. The human body, if you drained all the fluid out of the human body, 50% of the dry weight of the human body is protein. It's not just for muscles. It's pretty much for every cell in your body, including your brain cell, neural connectors, etc. That's another thing that happens when people go on this super, I call it this super whey protein from New Zealand, their mental capacity seems to pick up. They're less foggy-headed. They're more focused. And their energy goes through the moon. Because remember, it's not about calories. It's about the nutrients. So in essence, what was created with this, what I call preventative interventional technology that I talk about in my protocol, what it does, it infuses the body with massive amounts of nutrients, not just the glutathione and the polysaccharides, but all of these other nutrients so that you're full. So like 250 calories becomes the equivalent of eating 3,000 calories of food. So it's not about caloric reduction. It's about nutrient infusion. That's what makes the switch. And many people have, it just changes your whole life. See, we need this source of protein every day. And chicken, and eggs, and beef, and fish, and yogurt, nothing comes close to the properties that are contained in this whey protein from New Zealand. This has been proven scientifically. This is such a simple thing to do.
We're talking with Peter Greenlaw on why diets are failing us. Peter, you're talking about a lot of things that the human body currently needs but isn't getting. And, you know, one of the questions that certainly comes up is, okay, so I hear what you're saying. I understand. It makes sense to me. It's hard to argue the data. You're talking about these proteins. You're talking about these, you know, supplements. What exactly is the type of regimen that somebody is talking about that they're going to look at and say, okay, this is what I'm going to have to do for a period of time, but do I have to do it forever?
No. As a matter of fact, we have really two versions. We call it sort of the basic version, where people would basically go on a regimen that is designed where one day out of seven they would be doing what's called deep cleansing, where they basically would be allowing their body to cleanse itself of toxins. Again, not a colon cleanse. You're not spending all your time in the bathroom. It doesn't work like that. This is cellular in nature, okay? And just to give you an idea, on that protocol, this is, I know it's crazy, just doing that, which is the, you know, sort of the slowest version, people are losing, you know, 15 to 20 pounds in a month. Now, the more aggressive version, instead of doing one day a week, you do 48 hours in a row of what we call the deep cleanse. In that case, they're losing as much as, you know, 30, maybe even more pounds in a month. I know that sounds crazy. Imagine that on a diet, it would take you 30 weeks. So, I mean, this is what's possible. Now, once you've gotten to where you want to be, then you integrate this into your life. So breakfast becomes one of these whey proteins from New Zealand and a little bit of this aloe vera, and then you eat two normal meals, and then we suggest anyway, maybe once every couple months, do just the 48 hours again of the deep cleanse, and, you know, it's kind of like an oil change for your cells. It's so simple. I mean, this morning I got up, I made myself a shake and had a little bit of the cleanse, and I do that every day. Occasionally I'll go out and have bacon and eggs or cereal, just, you know, it's more recreational. But I crave this stuff because no longer at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning am I crashing. I mean, I had that shake early this morning, and I know it's almost noon on the East Coast where we are right now, and I mean, you can tell I am loaded for bear. I'm not yawning. I'm not looking to go to the vending machine. I'm not even thinking about eating lunch, to be quite honest with you.
You know,
this is a whole different way of thinking. And see, people say, oh, my gosh, you know, I don't know if I could just do that. Well, is a baby starving when a mother is breastfeeding a baby? We just got to change. See, nutrition is not about calories. Nutrition is about what's actually in the calorie, the density of the calorie. That's a whole different discussion. And that's what these protocols do. They basically, a simple way to think about it, it's almost like the atomic energy of nutrition, where very few calories have massive doses of nutrition, and you're not hungry. You saw the one guy in my book, my good friend. He started at 5'8", 587 pounds. You saw that picture, right?
I did.
2.5 years later, 387 pounds, and you notice no loose skin and no surgery. Try to do that on a diet. Try to do that with gastric bypass. Try to do that with anything you can imagine. You saw him, and he's bigger round as he is tall.
Well, you know, this has been an interesting conversation. We're still going to have it. We're going to be talking about why diets are failing us with Peter Greenlaw when we are coming right back on the HR Power Hour on News Talk WLOB.
They say it's never too late to be what you might have been. So if you want to turn your passion into your profession, AARP can help you find new opportunities that take advantage of Work Reimagined, a program that leverages the power of LinkedIn. AARP also provides access to tools, resources, and information that can help you at every step. Just a few of the ways AARP helps turn your goals and dreams into real possibilities.
AARP, real possibilities.
Go to aarp.org/possibilities to find tools and guidance.
Real Possibilities is a trademark of AARP.
Founded in 1958, Jackson Lewis is a national law firm with a local presence. The firm's 765 attorneys practicing in 54 locations throughout the U.S. and Puerto Rico provide a wide range of resources to address every aspect of the employer-employee relationship. HR professionals, business and in-house counsels, and C-suite professionals count on Jackson Lewis as it has one of the most active employee litigation practices in the United States. Contact them today at jacksonlewis.com. That's jacksonlewis.com.
And we're back, and you're listening to the HR Power Hour presented by CMAcareer.com. We are today talking with Peter Greenlaw, and we have had a fascinating conversation about why diets are failing us, his book, and the new way to be healthy and lose weight. Peter, you know, it's interesting. We have had now three quarters of an hour discussion on why people should be interested in this and all the nutrients and all the things that we're not getting. and what the problems are. But one of the things we talked about on the break here a second ago was about when people think of cleansing, when people think of going through these protocols, they think about, you know, having to go to the bathroom a lot, having to deal with stomach issues and cramps and things because the body is going through all this. You are telling me it's different. Explain that and why.
Well, first of all, we know that, for example, that, you know, whey protein is extremely beneficial to, you know, overall health. But one of the things I failed to mention is that was to enhance this was added to it is something called prebiotic fiber. Now, a lot of people are, you know, seen the TV ads with Activia, which is probiotic fiber. Probiotic fiber is once you're sick, it'll help to settle your stomach. What prebiotic fiber does, it manufactures the good flora in the colon, which is critical, so now you don't have an upset stomach. And secondly, that also helps with the absorption of the nutrients. The fiber is critical, okay? But the kind of fiber, well, prebiotic fiber is way more expensive than probiotic fiber. That's why people don't use it. So again, and aloe vera has been proven for literally centuries to be incredible for the digestive tract as long as it's made from the inner heart gel. So yeah, remember, what the difference here is that what this does, it simply empowers the body, tunes up, supercharges the natural ability in the body by giving the body a level of nutrients it's never seen before. This is not supplements. That's what's so different. This is not like taking, you could take a glutathione supplement, but it's not the same as it's naturally occurring within the whey protein. So the body can just use it immediately. So this is so different. And it really isn't. It's a new nutritional technology, a brand new approach. It's not individual products. It's a combination. And imagine that in this, there's probably 250 different nutrients that are part of this, including, of course, the 70 trace minerals. So you're talking about something that, for the first time ever, is empowering the body, not just to make up for, you know, deficiency, but empower the body actually to make more of things like the glutathione or produce the good flora in the gut. See, that's amazing. See, it really is a nutritional cleanse. There's nothing like it. It doesn't force the body. This isn't like, you know, you do an over-the-counter colon cleanse. Basically, you're drinking sand, and it sort of excoriates the, you know, what's in your colon. This doesn't work that way. As a matter of fact, you got to understand these toxins aren't even in the colon. They're around the colon. They're around your brain. They're around your kidneys, around your pancreas, around your adrenals. That's the problem. They don't even get to the colon because the liver and the kidneys won't process this stuff because it's too toxic. You have to break it down, which the body can do, into a water-soluble, not to get too technical, but this is what's called phase one and phase two detox. So phase one, basically the glutathione or the polysaccharide, basically, like I said, like a kamikaze, really sort of attaches itself and blows up the toxin and then makes it water-soluble. So it naturally passes out through the body. That's completely different than a colon cleanse. By the way, I'm not opposed to colon cleanses as long as they're done by a professional. I'm just not high on these over-the-counter, you know, remedies. And there's all these other things out there that, but again, you have to also look at a lot of these cleanses. They're very specific only to one organ, like a kidney cleanse or a liver cleanse. I'm not even opposed to those. But this is cellular throughout the whole body. It's a systemic cleanse, meaning it deals with all parts of the body.
That is, I think, the difference is. I was going to say that's what makes it so different in terms of its ability to have an entire body understand the change that's happening. And, you know, so when you're talking to groups, when you're talking to companies, and they're saying to themselves, okay, this sounds great, Peter. I have a budget, Peter, you know, and how does this whole thing work in terms of being able to understand how your regimen, your protocol can be brought to a company, can be something that you can talk about to them?
Well, for example, if employees just replace the lunch, we're probably talking $4 to $5. It's very inexpensive. That's the other thing. And the other thing you'd have to compare, if you went out and took the individual ingredients and tried to duplicate, it'd be 50 times more expensive. Well, because you'd be taking all these individual ingredients. You'd be probably taking close to 150 to 200 different pills. But see, this is not a supplement. Because you've got to understand, the whey protein already contains all the amino acids, all these wonderful things already. We don't have to add, I mean, they added the trace minerals because those are still lacking, and they added the prebiotic fiber. And keep in mind, there's no artificial anything in these formulas. That's what makes them so unique. But what makes it so affordable is that so much of it already is just coming from nature naturally.
Peter, I got to tell you, I told you during the break, you have convinced me that this is something that is very important to be looking at. It's something that companies should absolutely be thinking about. I think it's pretty hard to argue with the data. Tell the audience where they can find your information. Maybe they're interested in your TV show that's coming up, where they can find it online. And certainly we will make sure after the show that on HRPowerHour.com, all this information will be there so someone can go and click to the link to find it. But where can they go if they're listening now?
Well, there's a couple things. Number one, you can go to my website, www.petergreenlaw.com, and there's lots of information there, and you can actually contact us through there. Or you can go directly to my television show, which is called, again, www.thenewhealth.tv. And my shows are cataloged. These are the ones that are going up on PBS, but you can watch them at your leisure. That walks you through the whole scenario of what we're talking about. And what we would do, if you do contact, we would then have one of our coaches call the HR people and show them how we could lay out this plan. And but you got to understand, you could make such a difference in such a short period of time. And we're not talking about curing any diseases, et cetera, but most doctors will tell you if people can lose weight and get the right nutrients, their body's going to work better, and that just translates itself into, you know, lower healthcare costs, because we know just lowering weight alone is a major, because being overweight contributes over 61 known diseases. So that alone, although it's not a weight loss program, wasn't intended to that. It's basically a natural detox working with the body. So I would really encourage them to get a hold of us and at least explore it and see how inexpensive it is based on what the benefit could be to the employees.
Peter, I want to thank you so much for being on the show today. Again, Peter Greenlaw, author of Why Diets Are Failing Us. Thank you so much for bringing this information to us, to the audience, and providing us with great outlook today.
Thank you for very, very much for having me.
And now the HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Northern Insurance Group. Licensed agents in 28 states, business, commercial, and personal. Go to northerninsurancegroup.com. According to trendhr.com, on February 17, 2014, by Stephen Bruce, a new twist on discrimination. The HR watchdog agencies, the DOL, EEOC, and OFCCP, are looking at a new variant of discrimination they call, quote, steering. It's not immediate discrimination, but long-range discrimination. What is steering? Steering may be charged when people in a protected class are, quote, steered, unquote, to jobs with lower long-term potential than other similar jobs. For example, in a grocery store, women might be steered into entry-level jobs in the floral department, while men are steered to jobs in the meat department. Initially, both jobs pay the same, but the advancement opportunities are significantly greater in the meat department. That is viewed as discrimination by steering. So what should employers do? If you hire large numbers of people and parcel them out in a variety of jobs, you might want to do an analysis to see if steering might be going on. And certainly, if certain classes are being steered into lower-paying jobs, then that's a big red flag. And that's your HR Tip of the Week, sponsored by Northern Insurance Group at northerninsurancegroup.com. Next week on the HR Power Hour, we're bringing back a favorite. Don McPherson, president of Modern Survey, will be talking about his twice annual U.S. workforce study of employee engagement, and that there is now evidence of dissatisfaction with compensation, and that increasingly pay and benefits are becoming stronger drivers of employee engagement. That's on the next HR Power Hour. Thank you for listening, and catch us every week at 10 a.m. on News Talk WLOB 1310 a.m. or streaming live on WLOBradio.com. Podcasts of this show and every show are available at HRPowerHour.com. Have a great week, everyone, and remember, HR management is critical to your business's success.